More about the weak dollar in a moment. First, in the shopping mecca of Manhattan, 24 Broadway theaters are dark this weekend, shut down because of a stagehand strike, now entering its third week. NPR's Margot Adler says this, too, has caused an economic loss.
There are two views of the economic impact of the stagehand strike on New York City. Theater district people will give you one, catastrophic. Tourist bureaus, hotels, and the mayor will give you the second, we'll get through. Even the numbers depend on whom you're talking to. At one point, the League of American Theaters and Producers put out a figure of $17 million a day in lost revenue, although they later admitted that would only be if every tourist packed up and went to Florida. The city controller came up with a $2 million a day figure, and Mayor Michael Bloomberg said, frankly,
I don't know how you would put a realistic number. It's really guesswork. Is it a cataclysmic thing for this city? No. Is it bad for the city? Yes.
If you walk down Fifth Avenue, it's packed. The tree at Rockefeller Center is not yet lit, yet swarms of people are watching the skaters, and lines for Radio City Music Hall are around the block. George Fatita, the CEO of NYC & Company, the marketing and tourism arm of the city, says hotels are running at the same occupancy as usual, and international visitors have not canceled.
What we've found is that those people that are disappointed in not being able to go to a Broadway show are going to off-Broadway, off-off-Broadway, beyond Broadway, attractions, museums.
But get a little closer to the theater district and the mood shifts. Tim Tompkins is president of the Times Square Alliance, which represents businesses in the theater district. He says the city has been sending out a message. Come here, we're thriving, and this hurts that.
You know, we got through 9/11 and the shows were dark for 2 days, and now this is a much longer time frame than that.
Angus McIndoe is a noted theater district restaurant on a block with theaters showing Spamalot, Phantom of the Opera, Les Mis, Xanadu, and The Grinch. The proprietor, Angus McIndoe, says instead of 170 reservations, there are 40, and many are friends and sympathizers.
You know, I bought this restaurant right before September 11th and opened it right after September 11th. There's been blackouts, and you know, we've been through the wars with this restaurant, but this is the worst one. It's a total disaster, and it's the worst thing that could possibly happen at this time of the year.
What do you recommend?
That Fred Astaire.
Two doors down, Craig Corsi, the general manager of the souvenir shop Theater Circle, is looking at piles of T-shirts for darkened shows like Les Mis and Phantom.
Christmas is going to come anyway, and people are still going to come in the city and do some shopping. So it's not like I'll shutter up the doors, but it would be like a Christmas without a tree.
And a couple of blocks away, Saeed Morsay, a pretzel vendor originally from Egypt, sums it up less elegantly. He says he usually does a booming business on matinee days, Wednesdays and Saturdays, but now...
No business.
Yeah, every Wednesday, Saturday, a lot of people come, no coming. I am loose. A lot of money.
And while it's natural to assume that restaurant workers and pretzel vendors will suffer, there are hidden costs people don't see. Tom Viola is the executive director of Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, the theater community's main fundraising and grant-making organization. This is the season they come out at every intermission and ask for money. Not doing so is a huge loss.
It's about $350,000 every week. At this point, Broadway Cares is taking a $700,000 hit.
And that's for only 2 weeks. He hopes people will go to their website and donate, but it's different than actors coming out on the stage and talking directly to the audience. Last year, there were more than 44 million tourists in New York City. Strike or no strike, many of those people will never go to a Broadway show. But as Angus McIndoe said to me as I left his restaurant, a theater district restaurant without theater is like a stadium hot dog without the baseball game. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.